There's a fly ball down the left field line. Lofton is running. I think he'll have room for this one. No, he will not. That's a solo home run, and the Arsenal have gone back-to-back.
This is Neil Conan. I spent a summer doing play-by-play for the Aberdeen Arsenal, a minor league team from Maryland. It was my job to describe the game for a radio audience. I worked by myself and usually had a lot of airtime to fill. As the season unfolded, I discovered that the more stories I knew about the players, the easier it was to call the game. Stories like how they got their start, where they were headed for the off-season, stories I learned from our time together on the team bus traveling from town to town. Baseball lends itself to stories, and this Driveway Moments collection features some of the best, like the search for Sweet Caroline at Fenway Park, the secret language of baseball signs, the organist who got himself thrown out of a game, the all-you-can-eat buffet at Dodger Stadium. We've got stories of some of the greats, Ted Williams, Jackie Robinson, Yogi Berra, Hank Aaron, and stories about fans, some who collect mountains of baseball cards and some who find that just listening to a game makes life worth living. But how do you describe baseball to the uninitiated? NPR's Scott Simon thought he'd give it a try.
Sometimes it takes outsiders to help you see what you love in a fresh way. My wife and I took a couple of friends to a baseball game this week, Anne-Marie from France and Nishant from India. Our 4-year-old brought her glove and ate a tub of cotton candy. Our 7-month-old tried to eat the glove. Anne-Marie pointed at the field in surprise and asked, "How old are these athletes?" I got defensive. "Baseball's a game of complexities," I said. "It takes time to learn the subtleties. Most great stars are in their 30s. Then I realized she'd pointed at the Chicago Cubs' first base coach. Matt Sinatra is 49, which is not much older than Roger Clemens, but from the look of it, Matt Sinatra's been hired for his baseball acumen, not his athletic prowess. He certainly isn't the conditioning coach. The game was played in Washington, D.C., but half the crowd seemed to be draped in Cubby blue. Cub fans seemed to wear team jerseys and silly hats. The Nat fans kept sending messages on their Blackberries. Our 4-year-old ate a hot dog. Our 7-month-old ate her napkin. I explained the game's essentials to our friends. If the pitcher throws a ball over the plate, it's a strike. Unless it misses, then it's a ball. Or if it's a hit, it's a hit. Unless it's caught, then it's an out. 3 strikes and you're out, I said. And a man walks if he has 4 balls. Thought I could see Anne-Marie's eyes really widen at that one. Anne-Marie asked, "Why doesn't the man who squats behind the plate run out and catch the ball before the man with the stick can hit it?" I could have answered, "That's not baseball." Instead, I thought, what a brilliant idea. Now, Nishant is a mad keen cricket fan who understands bats, balls, and bases, but he thought the game often seemed mere distraction from all the hot dog eating, beer drinking, t-shirt shooting, and on-field promotions.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?